Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's how many times? 34 after the hour. There you go. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. 34 after. We've got a great guest with us this half hour. Longtime Brain Trust member, Wayne Cruz. We've known him forever. He's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of the outstanding annual report, 10,000 Commandments. It's a complete report on the regulatory state. He is the co-author of a number of other publications, and including What's Yours Is Mine. It's all about the rise of social infrastructure, socialism, I should say. Hey, Wayne, welcome back.
Mm-hmm. Thank you a lot for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
It's great good to have you back. Hey, Wayne, President Trump calls himself Mr. Tariff. But what he really ought to say is call himself as Mr. Executive Order, right? Because he has found a way and leveraged more than anybody I've ever seen a way to get around a recalcitrant, dysfunctional Congress by using executive orders. And I'll tell you something, small businesses have benefited from that, haven't they?
That's right. You remember back during the Obama administration? He said, I've got a pen and I've got a phone and I'll go around Congress.
Right.
The difference was when President Obama took those measures, he was using executive power to expand the scope of government.
He hurt small business owners with his pen.
And definitely would hurt small business. And to a large extent, what President Trump did, and I hope continues to do, because I think there's some more steps that need to be taken. But to a large extent, what he did was use the executive power to roll back, this is within the rule of law, this is not outside the rule of law, but roll back the scope of the regulatory state where he could, where there was discretion to do that. And that particularly meant with respect to reviewing regulations for making sure the benefits would outweigh cost. He had, of course, everybody had heard of this, pretty much heard of this by now, but required that for every significant new rule that agencies issued, they had to roll back two other rules. And basically, Jim, a regulatory budget was implemented by executive order, because the two-for-one was prominent, but that wasn't really the leading edge of it. The leading edge of what Trump was doing was requiring that the net regulatory costs be zero.
And people should never, and as much as regulations are not always on our radar screen, people should never underestimate the impact of what you just said on the condition of the economy today.
Well, those are the hidden tax. That's exactly right.
That's right.
And I think in addition to the two-for-one order, one thing that might have helped small business was the setting up of task forces and agencies to review rules and streamline. And also, basically, this was executive order and executive memoranda, but putting in place a more of a vibe. It's almost, you couldn't make a law, you couldn't make a regulation, but to say that we're going to speed up permitting processes. We're not going to start all the clocks sequentially. You know, one agency does its review, then the next one does its review, then the next. It would start simultaneously. Speed up permitting for bridges, roads, and transportation projects and things like that. So there were a lot of signals sent to the economy that helped. And that doesn't mean he's been completely deregulatory. In the latest edition of 10,000 Commandments, I cataloged a lot of a lot of things went against that, but I think there's still a lot of potential.
Well, look what he did. Look what he did. Look what he did with health care. I mean, people are benefiting from the executive orders he did that allowed for health care products, temporary health care products, to help small business owners get around the disaster that was Obamacare.
That's right. That's right. I hope the feedback you're getting is good, because when I look at
the feedback is Wayne, the feedback is inside my company. It helped my company.
Right.
It lowered the people in my company's healthcare costs, and they got better, and they got better coverage because of one of his executive orders.
Terrific. Yeah, terrific. Well, what I hope now, Jim, the only issue is Congress. You said a recalcitrant Congress that doesn't want to do anything. Congress hasn't acted to do regulatory reform. It didn't in the. It did what it could in the first. In the first year, in the first 2 years, when there was a Republican Congress,
right.
But right now, there's no opportunity to get anything
zero.
From a Democratic Congress.
Because they're not going to give him. Isn't it a sad state of affairs? When I got to go to a break here, isn't it a sad state of affairs? And I know this is politics, and I know politics
right.
ain't beanbag.
That's
but you know what? At some point in time, Congress needs to do their job, and if you don't have the majority, then that's called compromising. But you still get things done. But when you're to the point where when our politics ticks is the point where I'm going to stop everything you do because I can't let you have a win. Folks, there's something really ugly about that. But that's where we are. That's modern politics in America. Quick break, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.